Hi, Heather. This is Alexis Hardenberg. Just to give you a call if I had any questions regarding the quote. And I like the price. The coverages are fine. The only thing is I would want to switch that over, like, effective tomorrow, and then I can just have, like, my what I had written with State Farm canceled. Because obviously I can't get gap with them, and oh my goodness, if something happened and I, like, the car loan itself is like close to like 17 something, because the car by itself was like almost $14,000, and then I had taxes and fees rolled over onto it, and then I also did a 5-year extended warranty because it's my first car that I've ever financed, and I'd rather spend more and have access to those types of things. And so I am just, like, trying to get everything, like, sorted out. I just went with what I had at my work because that was, like, the best quote that I got for that day when I was shopping it around. And I kind of needed it, like, then and now when I was at the dealership. So that's why I did that. So if I could, obviously that would change the amount and the date of the quote that you provided, but I also wanted to know about, like, my you might not know the answer to this but if I did, like, cancel, like, my State Farm before it went into effect on the 13th, like, would I have to contact my my loaner for the vehicle to update that information, because I haven't even received anything in the mail yet regarding, like, my payments on it, when and how. Well, I know the due date and everything for that, but, like, as far as, like, setting up, like, monthly reoccurring and things like that, I haven't gotten any of that in the mail yet. So I was kind of just wondering, like, about all this. I'm new to all this, if you get though. I bought my first car outright and had PLPD on it because it was an older car. So if you could just give me a call back, the best time to reach me is usually 12:30 to 1 or after 5 p.m. because I mean, we both work in the same industry, so it's kind of difficult. But I would say between 2 and 3 is also a good time for a quick phone call. If you're able to call me back, or email works perfect too. And yeah, thank you.